Es steht in der Mission over here. Da fa sak me shachta. Sagen fell in der Schachtel, hab ich Schachtel gedacht, das Psula. The cars for the plastic of the bath of a khata. Und die Gemara ist bedeutet, kein Mod in Afla, es passt das Schild, because Nafla, bei Yipila, it's kosher, Apo, Gafla, Mechavin. Even though he was not Mechavin, if it was Yipila, it's going to be kosher. So from the Pasha, the Gemara, you heard this, you see over here, there's a need over here, that didn't Kavana, that you don't need Kavana by Shrita. But Rashi, and the Rishayim, the Rosh, they say that there's also, you know, here talking about that, that's to be a Koyach Gavra. Rashi and the Remillennial broke, they sourced the halach, the Yinikoyach Gavra by Shchita from the Pasuk that the Mishnah quotes, Vizavachta Vachalta, Mashtaz Ve'ahat Oichel. That's the Pasuk that we have to tell you Yinikoyach Gavra by Shchita. Now, the Batsam, Sugyan, Daft Hezayim et Aleph, the Chor, this is the what's documented in the Gemara where it talks about more explicitly about the din of Koyach Gavra by Shchita. The Gemara says over there, someone who shechs the mukhni. A mukhni is like some type of like wheel. The people did pottery, they turned some type of wheel, and if they attached a knife onto that wheel and they shechted, the halach is shchitas is ksheira. Shech the mukhni, shchitas is ksheira. Practical Gemara, stira vatani under the bris of shchitas is psula. The Gemara is machal between different types of wheels. Mukhnis, hadisar, bachra, basan de mai. This that we say the shchita is going to be kosher when it's the mukhni, the pottery people that they turn it and they do it b'kayak gavro, they do it b'yadayim, and this is the bright thing that it's going to be psula is when it was done with a sound of the maya, some type of like a wheel, like a mill they have by a river, and it goes around and around this wheel. I did a mayim right there. We're not built that we're not b'kayak gavro, and that's why it will be shchita se psula. The Gemara gives another teretz. Vi ba yisema, hava v'sana de mayo. Both prizes are talking about a wheel that's going around and around and shouting. Sana de mayo, the one by the mill, by the water, and it's going to be turned around by the mayo. But hava kayach rishon, hava kayach sheni. The case would be by when it's kayach rishon. If let's say you have a mill by the water, a wheel, and it's stopped, and there's built a pressure by the mayim going against the wheel, and somebody takes away the dam, and he allows the thing to gush forth, and turn around the wheel to shech. So the koyach rishon would be considered koyach gavra. When you take away the menil and cause the wheel to go around, that's going to be koyach rishon, that would be koyach gavra. Masha'enkin, the koyach sheni, after it goes around once, second time, that's not going to be koyach gavra. I forgot to mention. I want to mention before we brought down this Gemara, the Rashi and the Taras Abayis that we all saw together, that says it's two pshatim in the Pila. Either pshat in the Pila is in the Gemara that you threw down the knife, you thrusted it down. The other pshat, the Rashi says that the pila is that you released your hand, the knife fell, and you just did it. You do a siluk of the mania, of the sakin. You released your hand, and the knife fell. That is the other pshat of the Rashi. Okay, now circling back to this Gemara, we're Masber. Two things that we see from this Gemara. First of all, besides the fact that we see the din of Koyach Gavra in this Gemara, we also see that din of even Idei the Masalik the Menil is going to be considered Koyach Gavra. Like we said, the Gemara says Idei, if it's Koyach Rishon and the Masalik the Menil and you release the dam, that's going to be Koyach Rishon, it's going to be Koyach Gavra. So you see, even the Masalik a Menil is Koyach Gavra.
he falls into the first, and then all of a sudden is that Reuben, the guy, got married, and then all of us are also on the side.
Second of all, Sam Sevens and Mizvar in the Gemara over here, the Chara, according to the Lishna Kama, and the fact that we see that the Sarin Namai doesn't work, the Chara, that should. See, Lishna Kama, the Gemara, Sarin Namai doesn't work at all. Only a sound of the Pachra. So, the Lishna Kama, really, you see in the Gemara that Hasar Smini is not going to be Moil. Only according to Lishna Basra, you see that Hasalak Mini is going to work. So the Etzem, the two Lishanis in the Rajba, the Chara essentially is the two Lishanis in the Gemara after Zion. So the first Lashon in the Gemara that holds that Hasar Smini is that Sanamai doesn't work at all. By Isaac Hasar Smini is not considered Kayak Avro. According to the second Lashon in the Gemara, the Machal Kayak Shani, Kup Techais. Even Hasar Smini is considered Kayak Avro.
Because even in the first lesson tomorrow, it's not starting
the
second step.
That
one? It wasn't necessarily
a
little
shaft,
it was pushed to the next.
It was pushed. Pushed the
wheel,
imagine,
the second step.
Maybe
it's more removed. It's not like a
sesame on
the second.
Sesame on
the water, which pushes the second.
I hear. Some Seifer Lechar is mashing, that's the way he's learning the Gemara. Yeah. My Siddiyam Shlem is their Mahalach to say that they're not arguing in Tulush to Pshat them the Rajma, but they just understand that it's Sam Sefer. Now, the Chayra needs a little beer. Why would Messias Menia be considered Kaya Gabra? The Chayra, Pashat Kaya Gabra, he throws something down to Kaya, he throws it down, that's Kaya Gabra. Why would taking away the Masalaka Menia be considered Kayak Avra? So this Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin that I learned Amol in the Siddur Ketzer Regal, and so he wants to know what's Pshat over here. Why is it considered your Kayak by when you Masalak the Sar Demayel? The Chayr Islami Kayak Kaazli. Right, and you're just being something be mafsik bein lebein between the mayim, and you're taking it away, and the mayim is ba malein. So why is considered a kayak gabra? So the Yad Ramah explains. He says loy tikshu lechom, and he also has another kasha lechara by giri. Why is it different than giri when you shoot an arrow and there was a shield being mafsik, right? And after you shoot the arrow, you take away the shield. Over there, you're not chayv. It's not considered your kayak. They're also being Mishael Kamenil. So have them over here, but it comes to a dam, and you take away the dam, and the water starts gushing. Why is that considered? The Silik of the Neil considered a Kaya Gavra. So Zuk Yadimah explains, Zuk Tikshlecha. The Apa Gavra Koychehu, even though it's not Kayach, Kevon de Machmas Maiste Kaazli, since it's going now, Machmas, you're Maiso, Ki Koychehu Dami. The Giri Kiyad Kaazli, when you take an arrow and shoot it, you pull back a bow, or your friend pulls back a bow and you take it from him, and then you release it and shoot it. It's not your kayak now that you're releasing. It's not your kayak, right? You're just releasing it also. So by gire, ki ka'azi, that machmas ka'azi, it's not your energy that's thrusting it forward. Ala machmas the shavik lifted shakashis, only because you released the string. Ba'azi gire meila mechayev alayu, hachanami lishna. So just like over there, when you're releasing the energy in the boat, we're also in Masal Tabini, also should be the same. Let's be mad with this idea by Bit Gemaya, what the Yad Ramah is saying. He's saying, not only is it a koicha when you throw something forward, but even if Lamashal, in this case, when you have a built-up pressure in the dam, right? The built-up pressure and energy behind the wall, and by you removing the wall, we're making a hole in it, and the water comes gushing forth. You're essentially harnessing all that energy and channeling it to wherever they go to do something, right? So by you taking that energy that's stored up over here, and you're releasing it, you're essentially becoming your kayak, but you channeling it and making go gush forward. And that's why it's considered kayak today. So the chayyur coming back to sakin over here, could explain the similar concept by sakin. That when you're holding up a sakin, even though it's the tents, no intense pressure like water behind the dam, but still the weight of the knife, and you also have the gravitational pressure of the knife in your hand, and then when you release it, you're essentially making it your kayak. But by you releasing it, you're channeling the kayak of that that's over here in the knife and creating that, releasing that kinetic energy over here to let it go down and be shaykhid. So that's why there would be a svara to say that it could be considered like kayak today, even by a siluk of the menila. It's a big chiddush to say by a siluk of sakin, a siluk of yad, that they consider a kayak, and compared to the case over here by wood behind the sound of the maya. Over there, it's like built a pressure. It's more like pressure behind the sound of the maya that you're releasing. Over here, it's not as maybe pressure, but the maya is there's some type of weight over here and gravitational force that you're releasing also to make it. You're utilizing the kayak and you're channeling that to make a fall. That would be considered kayak day also. Now, the other lishon the Gemara holds, but sound of the maya doesn't work, right? Like the other pshat in the Rashba, that you besalakim and you is not considered kayak today. Why? Because the maya said, at the end of the day, it's not your direct kayak. It's not your thrust. You're using you're releasing the energy. Maybe that wouldn't be considered kayak today. And that's why the other lishon the Gemara, the first lishon the Gemara, is not mechalik sedition. Kayak rishon kayak sheni holds that sound of the maya bechlau would not be good for shtiv. Okay, we're going to shift now to the Rosh to say a pshat and the Rosh over here in the Sigyon. The Rosh had said that
the first Rosh of the Gemara wouldn't hold Eretz Yisrael.
We'll take you in afterwards, okay? Because I think you or Haven were complaining that it, just in case, I'll go overtime. Yeah? Okay. I can't say, so the Rosh says over here, he says that by Pilon, you want this Rosh, that has to have some Kavana, but you won't have any Kavana at all. You won't have Kavana at all. You have that it can be considered a good Shita, and the Ksiv is a Vachta. You do an asiya, but tzarf miskav l'shem dvar ma'isa. You miskav for epis a ma'isa don. Uve inin ach limit kayak gavra. You wouldn't have kavan at all. Would not be considered kayak gavra. So the Reish Yosef, mitzvah in the Rosh, that we have a whole handle about kavan over here, and then the Rosh is possible kavan of a sayim the kayak gavra. So what's the connection to kayak gavra to the silk kavan over here? L'chayro, Masvid Rosh as follows. Echim Tri Ampe, maybe be Masvid Rosh, like either Pshad and the Rajba. So we'll go to Pshad and the Rajba that says that in the Sigya Pila means that be Masalik Yad, and Saras Mini is itself considered Kaif. You'll go with that Mahalik. Say a Svara that since you only. I'm not going to the other model, I'm saying different part. Totally different part. Yeah? So, if when you go ahead and you salve the yad and do us, you salve the meat to allow the knife to go down, say that since it's not mamashir kayak, you're just being doing it, you salve the menil. So, be'etzem, it's not mamash kayak. Only b'tziru, if they even mechaben to release it and to drop the knife, that could make like an action made to your mind, to your kayak gavra. We should reckon it like the kayak gavra or mice being done over here. But without the kavana to give an action made to be mechazik this mice klusha of just the misal to meniyam. Without that, I wouldn't be considered. Can't reckon like a kayak gavra. So the fees that's Mokhe Shemak, while the Rosh talks about Kavana, mentions Kaya Gavra, what's the connection? Because with the Kavana, it's Mechazik, and it's like actually, it makes this silk mania like a Kamaisa, like a Kaya Gavra.
The Rosh doesn't need Kavana on the Mapa, throw it down.
Maybe if you do a feed this Mahalik, if you mamash, like throw it down, yeah, you would not have to Kavana at all.
Even in the Rosh?
perhaps. But I'll say my own halacha, I think, you'll be more happy with. Yeah? We'll say. The other Malach say in the Rosh that he's going with the Malach of the Rajba that just releasing something wouldn't be considered Pekah, but it has to be you being Mapa Pekah. But in a case when it gets dropped without Kavan at all, the marshal, somebody gets scared and he drops puts down the knife, or somebody's running and he trips and he's Nilshan and he does a Shchita. So maybe that's the case in Rosh where he says you have to kavanah. If you're not mechametah the zach mechlal, it's not going to be considered a kliyat gavrim. And what's pshat? What's the aimi to this? Because if somebody is not just running and he falls and trips and he does a shchita, it could be considered like living in misasik as that. It's not your kliyat gavrim. It's like the misasik. Now the Kar Chaim says in Psicha somewhere, the Chavos Das, he says that misasik is not just a problem of like it's being misas the ma'isa to the oisa. He says it's like it's not just ma'isa b'chlal. What? This is different levels of masasik. This is the masasik. Is you're pashut? You're not in control of what you're doing. It's pashut. Now you're not doing the ma'isa. I don't know the I didn't see the side. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Okay, so it's just a marshal. So let's forget about Kar Chaim and just with ma'isa without the Kar Chaim. That when you're doing such stark masasik over here, yeah. You know, it's like we don't see the gavra is over here. You don't see. You know, you're not doing this b'chal. No, we had chayal the mamol. Could be also you can complain with a sushdal, but it's kishmak a sushdal. If it would be a sushdal, and even if it wouldn't be a sushdal, it's kishmak a sushdal. We had chayal the mamol. We learned to sugya Shabbos when a guy's coming to feed his chickens on Shabbos, and he's in his yard and he wants to put out some seeds to feed his chickens. Yeah. And even though it could be that if the chickens don't eat it, it's going to seed might plant something, but. But since he's not coming to really, he's not coming to Israel, he's just coming to feed his chickens, yeah? Since he's coming to feed his chickens, he's doing, he's being ma'akos b'empty on Shabbos. That's what he's doing. You're allowed to feed, and you're not doing Israel shalei b'kavana, you're not doing Israel, you're feeding your chickens. You're doing gan tzedah and remaisa. So over here, you're running your trip, and the shchita happens, you're not doing a shchita, you're tripping. You get scared, you drop a knife, you just freaking out. A guy's mefachesses. If a guy's mefachesses, yeah, and he drops a knife, you gonna tell me that's a shlita? No, you're not coming to know. Okay, a guy was doing a shlita here. He just mefachesses. A knife got trapped. So if a person was running and he fell and the knife got trapped and he did a shlita, it's like mefachesses. There's no ma'aser gavra over here, b'chol. I said it's a mashal.
It's
not kavanah.
This is you don't need
kavanah,
so you can't
kavanah. It's not, but it's not doing no gavra here. Forget about kavanah. The guys are doing it. He's falling. I want to be. The kohen gavra is a person's control. He's come to my shchita. He's doing my shchita. He's in control. Kohen gavra means you're in control. A person's doing something. Yeah, there's a mensch doing something over here. But if somebody is not in control, yeah, if something happens and makes him not in control, come to chayis. It's felt in the gavra. The whole chafetz of a gavra is your control. But if you're not controlling, you're doing. There's some external koyach acham or by controlling and causing happening. What's happening over here? It's that's a very watered down koyach gavra. It's not a good enough koyach gavra for shlita. It's some koyach gavra, but it's a very shvach koyach gavra. If he trips and falls or he gets scared, that's a person's not in control. That's not the quintessential koyach gavra we need for a shlita. Shkoyach.
I'm saying that
the
Ezra are in tripping. So you do need kavana there in the second shot.
Yeah.
So you're saying the reason why you need it, kavana there, it's not for a din that you need kavana. Because in Pasuk you don't need kavana really. But it's to build up the gavra. And the reason is because. Well, hang on.